Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
I'm talking about the game. The mental game, you know, la cabeza, you don't got it.
The rough is extra thick this week.
All you're trying to do is to punch it back into the fairway. That's it. You have no expectations and you fail.
This is Primetime on the Fans U.S. Open Week.
Brought to you by Motto Wines. Don't just make a statement, live one.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080.
I own lumber. I own two lumber yards.
The Fan.
All right, 5:04 coming up in just about an hour. We will turn it over to Game 6 of the NBA Finals right here on The Fan. Cleveland hosting Golden State. The Warriors, the Cavs, LeBroni, Curry, Thompson, Mozgov.
This is the part of the show where we just randomly name players.
Smith, Johnson, Miller, Lynch.
Williams.
Yes, Williams.
Davidson.
Did I say Johnson? He'll be playing. It's going to be nuts. We'll have the game for you at 6. This hour on our Sports Talk ledger here, I want to get into this Art Briles thing. Boy, I tell you what, he's doubling down.
Yeah, there's a chance this gets really, really good if Art just decides to say, F it. This just turns ugly. It sounds like he doesn't want to settle with anybody. Sounds like he wants his day in court, which could be juicy.
Fancy?
And we have a pretty good beat on who the Trailblazers, at least one of the guys the Trailblazers are going to hire to replace Mike Barrett and Mike Rice, and we'll tell you who that is coming up this hour as well. So stay tuned. Right now, it's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
The beard, the shirt, the greasy hair.
And hot air.
Somehow it just works.
It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
Good call.
Think it'll scare the kids?
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
5? How'd you know that?
Refreshed by Laurelwood Brewing Company. Handcrafted beer, local food, and kid approved.
All right.
Have it all at Portland's original family-friendly brew pub, Laurelwood Public House and Brewery. Number five.
Hey, the Ravens got rid of Eugene Monroe.
Yeah, they're not happy with his weed antics.
Yeah, and he says, F you. Just because you cut me doesn't mean I'm going to dump my cannabis.
He's got a weed dispensary that I think he runs in California, is it?
Yeah, big deal.
The NFL is, it's so...
I mean, come on.
The stance it takes on marijuana, it's just, why pro leagues? Everyone does it. It's legal in a handful of states. It's way better than the painkillers that they shovel down your throat.
Totally.
But there's just this fear of it. I still, one day, if it becomes legal in all 50 states, I wonder if the NFL will ever relent on that.
I don't know.
Because half your league's on it anyways.
Well, Eugene Monroe is an advocate, and he's pushing the league to accept medical marijuana as an option for pain management. Anyway, the Ravens let him go, and three teams are kicking the tires on him. It sounds like he may go to the Giants. But the Seahawks and the Niners are in on Eugene Monroe.
Well, in Washington, it'd be all good. Well, it's still Washington. It's legal.
Number four.
Oh.
Still illegal in the NFL, though.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, you can't do it in the NFL. Although, if you fail a weed test in the NFL, that's on you. Because the NFL makes it about as easy as possible to pass those things.
Nice. Anyway, just in case you don't know, Eugene Monroe is an offensive tackle.
Yes.
And the Seahawks do need some help up front. So keep you posted on that. The U.S. Open, round one, Oakmont. Kind of an uneventful day because they had 5 hours worth of delays, three different delays. Only 9 players have finished.
Yeah, and the second group, the second wave that was supposed to play in the afternoon, none of them even got out on the course.
Yeah.
So there's no way they squeeze this in. This is going till Monday. Because apparently more thunderstorms are supposed to come tomorrow, too.
It rained hard.
Yes. There was over an inch and a half of rain today alone. And again, more in the forecast. They are saying that eventually when they do play this thing, it's going to soften up the course, though, a great deal and help the players out.
The leader of the tournament, is a young American, a little tiny guy, by the name of Andrew Landry. He is 3 under. He's putting on 18. He had to mark his ball and go home, so he'll finish up. Bubba Watson, 2 under. Danny Lee, 2 under. Only a few other guys under par. Scottie Scheffler, who's an amateur, he shot 69. Kevin Streelman, Lee Westwood, and Harris English. Everybody else is even or over. Jordan Spieth, +1. Rory McIlroy.
He's +4.
+4, yes. Number 3, Von Miller says, "Hey, there is no chance I will play for the Broncos under the franchise tag in 2016.
So they have till July 15th to work out a deal. If they don't sign anything by July 15th, they can only sign a one-year deal. Doesn't have to be under the exclusive terms of the franchise tag, but it can only be a one-year deal. Apparently, he's not budging. He wants the 3rd year of guaranteed money at about $20 million per. The Broncos are saying it's 2, and supposedly contract negotiations have broken down, and now we get into an old stalemate. It's not just him, but Muhammad Wilkerson has this going on with the Jets, too, where he hasn't signed his. You have two of the better defensive players in the league kind of playing chicken right now with their teams. I think Von Miller with more leverage, though. I mean, Trevor Siemian is your starting quarterback? I don't know how they can afford to not have Von Miller on the field.
And he knows that. That's why he's going for a little more
playing
cash. Fired Baylor coach Art Briles. Although I am so confused by this story. Everybody is talking about how he's fired. He has not been fired.
He's not been. He's suspended with the intent to fire, but they're working on some sort of buyout. And remember, there was talk of maybe him just being suspended for a year, but it sounds like Art Briles is not interested in settling anything.
No.
Sounds like Art wants to come out swinging.
Here's what he said today. He is accusing the school of wrongful termination, even though he's not been terminated. And he's indicated that he has no interest in settling a federal lawsuit filed against him and the university by a woman who was raped by a football player. As a matter of fact, there are actually 2 lawsuits now. There's that one, and then there's actually another one that 3 women filed a Title IX lawsuit. So he is. There's going to be a lot of litigation regarding Art Briles.
Yeah, he wants full details. He wants the report. He wants everything that they've investigated.
But he says he wants separate attorneys from the school, and his personal attorney said Baylor was using him as a scapegoat for its failed handlings of the allegations of sexual assault. So he's doubling down, man.
Yeah, he wants his day in court, and all the ugly details could come out, and I think there's a lot of people that are going to look really bad, including Art Briles.
Are we on number 1 already?
I think we're on number 2. No, this number, Briles was 2. But we're on to number 1.
Way to follow along there.
I was trying to think to myself, I was like, what? Who was number 3? No, Von Miller was number 3.
Warriors, Cavs, no Andrew Bogut. Cleveland, slight favorite in Cleveland tonight.
That Bogut injury, you go back and watch that, that thing could have been a lot worse. It just kept showing that, and that thing was ugly. But I don't know what kind of impact Bogut will have not being there. But Draymond Green's return, I think that makes the difference tonight.
Cavaliers looking to become the 3rd team in finals history to force a Game 7 after trailing 3-1. The only other 2 teams to do it, Knicks in 51 and the Lakers in 66. There is no team that has ever won the NBA title after trailing 3-1 in the NBA Finals. So the Cavaliers looking to make history, but they are at home. You got LeBron. You got Kyrie.
I think you're going to need that 3rd component. My thing is, if J.R. Smith gives you 20, I think you've got a shot if you're Cleveland. But I just don't think you can get by with basically the 2 big guns, because Golden State's going to come out and play better. You know they're going to have a better defensive effort with Draymond Green in there. And you can't convince me they're going to shoot, what was it, 31 or 33% from behind the arc again. Something tells me Steph Curry is going to come out and have a big game here. He's due for one.
Also in baseball, quick note, Colby Lewis of the Rangers had a perfect game through 7 in Oakland.
No hitter going into the 9th.
Yeah, he walked a guy in the 8th. And so the no hitter going into the 9th was broken up by a double. But Texas won. They beat the A's 5-1. The Rangers are 42-25.
I know.
But the Mariners kept pace. They beat the Rays 6-4 in Tampa.
The Rangers may be the best team in the American League. I mean, they certainly can make a strong case for it.
The Hot 5 at 5 is brought to you by Laurelwood Brewing Company. Now you can enjoy Laurelwood's award-winning golden ale in a can just in time for summer. They are available in 6-packs where better beer is sold. Let's get to Art Briles and Baylor. Man, what balls. Coming up next, 5:13 on The Fan.
We'll be right back.
This is the Fans U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Motto Wine.
On 1080 The Fan.
I have a pretty good idea who the Blazers are going to hire, at least to replace Mike Barrett. We'll tell you about that at 5:30. But Art Briles, oh my God. Dude, Briles is doubling down. The head coach at Baylor.
Yeah, he's not going away quietly.
So, okay, so just to reset this, the university has suspended him.
With intent to fire.
With intent to fire, which sounds to me like just a bunch of legalese.
Well, they owe him about, I think it's $40 million roundabout, give or take a couple mil, because, you know, it's $40 million. What's the couple between friends? And so the talk was is they were going to try to fire him for cause.
Well, earlier today, you balked at the $30 million that Von Miller had made in his career. So
difference is that when you're a coach, you can continue to make that. When you're an NFL player, you have about a three-year window to cash in. But the talk was is that there'd be some sort of settlement. Instead of firing for cause and the eventual lawsuit, that they would settle for $20 or $25 million and Art Briles would probably go away. Maybe there would be some conditions to keep quiet about it. And that just was the presumption. And then there was that weird report that there were some members of the board that wanted to bring Art Briles back after just a one-year suspension. And then that didn't go anywhere. And now this has come out that Art Briles is not interested in settling with the school. He's not interested in settling any of the lawsuits that he has been named in from some of the victims. And that Art Briles wants his day in court and he's going to slug it out.
Yeah, so I guess he met with Baylor and gave them some info.
Yeah.
And if you really have been living under the rock and you don't really know the whole story, he's the head coach at Baylor, and they had a bunch of football players convicted.
Yeah, had a bit of a raping problem.
Of rape and sexual assault.
And so the school hired a Pepper Hamilton, a law firm, to do an independent report, and apparently the report was pretty damning across the board. Heads rolled, the university president lost his job, Art Briles was supposedly fired, a couple assistant coaches. In the report, it said that basically Baylor created a culture where no one could come forward, to the point where at one point, one of the female student athletes reported sexual assault by one of the players, and they responded with threatening to reduce her scholarship.
Yeah, it was bad.
It wasn't good.
And there's a protocol you have to follow per Title IX.
Yes, which they did not follow,
and as a matter of fact, quite the opposite. And Art Briles, according to several of the victims, I think at least two, but I may not be... I'm not quite sure about that. They said that Art Briles knew everything that was going on.
Yes.
So,
and Art is saying that he's a scapegoat.
Yeah, he's saying he was a scapegoat, and he's accusing the school of wrongful termination. Again, he has not been terminated, so that's weird. But he supposedly met with Baylor, and they were sort of on the same side in the deal, right? But he's now saying that the Baylor representatives and attorneys that he met with, they're now using what he said in those meetings against him in order to fire him,
yeah.
And I'm sure not pay him as much money.
Yeah.
So he feels like he's been totally hung out to dry, which that I get. And so he's saying, I'm not a part of any settlement. So because they're meeting tomorrow with the first victim and her attorneys to settle the Title IX lawsuit.
They're just going to write a big fat check. Baylor wants this to just go away.
That's right. And he's saying, I'm out of that. I am not settling a thing.
Yeah, because Art was named in at least in...
He was named in both of them.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was named in both. I knew he was named in at least one of them. So it's Baylor and Art Briles. And Art is like, you can settle all you want. I'm not going down these roads.
Yeah, he's saying they never consulted me on any settlement. So now his attorney is playing hardball, saying, you know, he's crying wrongful termination. I mean, this is getting so ugly. Now, here's the key. Two things. One, he better get details of the Pepper Hamilton report.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how on earth, this is the second point, how on earth can that guy separate himself from Baylor when he seemed to be right in the middle of all of this?
I have no idea.
How on earth are you only a scapegoat when you're the head coach of the football team? Quite honestly, short of a few assistant coaches, he's the one guy that looks most culpable in all of it.
Yeah, he seems to be the guy at the forefront of just kind of dismissing everything, including bringing in two players, the kid from Boise State and then Oakman, who was from Penn State, that were both kicked off their teams for sexual assault, went to Baylor, were accused multiple times of sexual assault and rape. One of them's currently in prison, and the other guy is getting ready to stand trial for it. I mean, I don't know how Art Briles thinks he's going to come out looking good in this. The only thing I can think is that Briles knows that his career is done. He knows that he's finished and that he's just trying to get as much money as he can and trying to, I don't know, try to go down with one last grasp or gasp of breath. If that's the only thing I can think of. Other than that, why wouldn't you just kind of go away? Like, and maybe he's got some sort of bombshell information, but if that's the case, why would Baylor hang him out to dry? If anything, he seems like the one guy that Baylor would want to try to protect in all this.
Yeah. I don't know what he could possibly have. And the good news for all of us here is that we're not going to get any details of any of it. But if these things go to court, we are.
Yeah, all of it'll come out.
Yeah, that's when we get the info of who knew what and who screwed up what
and who knew what when.
Yeah,
and there'll be a timeline.
Right now
of
we don't know. And
no, it's all just generalities.
It also sounds like Art Briles doesn't even know what Pepper Hamilton reported to the university. He doesn't even know.
Now he wants the report.
His attorney said, you know, we're kind of in the dark on all this.
We want it. But the weird part is Baylor has said that Pepper Hamilton didn't give them a written report. Said that it was like an oral presentation. It was like an eighth grade drama class. There was just like bullet points. So it's
so
just
weird.
If you're just Baylor, again, you could not have handled this any worse.
No way.
You couldn't have screwed up all the investigations and all the cover-ups any worse. And now the handling of it, now that it's come out and it's become public, you could not have botched this thing anymore.
You know,
if you're a recruit,
oh,
why would you want anything to do with that university right now?
No kidding.
And the mess that you know is going to drag on, not for just a season or two. This is going to stick for a while.
I actually find it, I find the whole thing appalling. But we've been down this road before with Penn State Florida State and
Tennessee, Vanderbilt right now.
Yeah, nothing ever really changes. So I actually am rooting for them to screw it up even more at Baylor, like even get worse than they already are, which is very hard to do.
Throw some more wood on the fire.
Well, I think them handling this poorly has shed more light than probably would have been shed had they handled it well, you know?
Yes.
And so that's what I want, is I want enough light to be shed on this that it's so ridiculous how Baylor handles it that severe, severe penalties come down on them. Because if you think about it, if they, the way the Pepper Hamilton thing worked out, where nobody really has any details of anything, if Baylor had just been polished from the get-go on how they handled this,
probably could have got it to go away.
I think it's already gone away.
Probably could. You probably could have written some checks to the victims, got them to be quiet, and probably just kind of let everything just kind of, like you said, just blow over. Kind of keep your head down and.
Yeah, it's like this guy says, "I'm getting my popcorn and beer." Totally, what I'm doing too. I am looking straight at Waco, Texas. And just waiting for the next big bombshell because they're so stupid. And I love it. I love that they are effing this up so bad that I can't wait to see what's next.
I just wonder if any... I'd love to actually get a real answer from a coach or an athletic director. Does anyone look at what happened at Penn State, Baylor, Tennessee?
Well, obviously not.
And actually like have discussions about, I don't know, being real human beings? About actually running a somewhat clean program?
Well, like, you know, Jason, I
won't learn anything from any of these.
What is your definition of clean?
Well, I'm not going to say that we stop paying players or anything, but I don't know, like trying to help.
Yeah, because don't be ridiculous.
You know, let's not go that far. Look, we got to pay the kids. Otherwise, we're not going to get them on campus.
I don't claim to be no 36 ACT.
But just, I don't know, have some moral compass?
Well, I think the problem is the
schools, a broken clock. It's right a couple times a day.
Well, the schools that do it right, they don't get any, I mean, it's not in the news.
Yeah.
You don't know about it. There's probably a lot of schools doing it very well and have handled things as appropriately as you possibly can, right?
Just keep it quiet.
And they're Kansas.
Well, no, they have one. Kansas actually read about it the other day. They have a very serious allegation from a football player that was mishandled.
Do they?
Yep, they do. And I didn't know that until I read it the other day. I'm like, man, even my school. So, look, all this across campuses all over the country, this stuff is happening, whether it's football players or not.
Yeah.
So every school has been down this road. Every school. it happens, unfortunately, way too much. So there is a protocol at every university, and they've all been through it. So the question is, how many of them are really screwing it up, like Baylor and Florida State and Penn State? It's just that you don't really know how many are doing it right because it's just not reported upon.
Yeah, how many people just cut the checks or give the lady the free tuition and just try to keep everything quiet.
Or like, handling it well.
Yeah, or handling it well.
As properly as you can.
I think if you're Tennessee and Vanderbilt right now, like you just think the Baylor thing is the greatest thing in the world. Tennessee has multiple football players being retried for rape that were already convicted once. Tennessee has a situation going where a couple of their players are getting ready to stand trial for raping a girl and then beating up the football player that came to her rescue. And I think they're just happy that no one's talking about that because we're all pointing at Baylor. Tennessee and Butch Jones are like, hey, and no one's talking about, let's ours just go away. Let's all point the finger at Baylor.
Hey, you guys want to get rapey. Might be a good week to do it.
Yeah, Baylor's going to keep everything nice and quiet for you.
Yeah, it's really screwed up. But this texter says, the only way to change the culture is to make an example out of Baylor and end the program.
Well,
and that's what I'm saying is I'm rooting for just the worst possible scenario so that maybe something very severe will happen and people will take notice.
See, I've lost my hope. To me, the Penn State thing was we had this with the whole gun control debate. I lost any faith I had in any sort of meaningful change after Sandy Hook. When that happened to the kids and nothing changed, that's where I threw up my hands and said, nothing ever will. If that doesn't get you to wake up and realize that something has to be done, then you're never going to convince the people that something needs to be done. That was the Penn State thing for me. If the Penn State thing happened and an entire fan base only cared about a freaking statue going up and those sanctions eventually got repealed and we let Penn State off the hook and it had a record year of donations to make up for the $60 million in fine they had to pay to the NCAA, if that didn't change anything, that's where I kind of lost my hope of any school actually being punished to the point that it would scare other people as a deterrent. I lost all faith in it.
Did you see that tweet after Orlando? It's been tweeted like thousands of times, but I don't know who the person that tweeted it was. Some woman who said, I don't know why these shootings keep happening. We've tried literally nothing.
Yeah.
And it's made the rounds.
Yeah. That actually might
not even been Orlando. It might have been one of the previous.
I do remember seeing
shootings,
that.
But it keeps getting retweeted
after the Orlando.
After
one.
San Bernardino and the next one.
You had kids. You had babies. That happened to. And the same thing at Penn State. You had little kids. The worst possible crime that you can imagine. And collectively, an entire university went, nah, let's donate some more money and this is crap. We want our football team. And that just leaves me zero hope that the Baylor thing will be any different, that we'll learn a lesson from it.
All right. Text the fan. Text line 55305, folks. The Warriors-Cavs in a half hour. Up next, may have a beat on who the Blazers will hire. You might know their new play-by-play guy for television, so we'll tell you who we think that's going to be coming up next, and then we'll get into the finals here on The Fan.
This is The Fan's U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Motto Wines.
On 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what's up? I'm asking you, what's up?
Oh, nothing.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I was reading a bad story. I was reading more about the gator thing.
Ooh, any new info on that?
They're just saying that it was he drowned, the little boy did.
Before
any of that. But I guess they're saying a lot of people now are upset that they're rounding up and killing all the gators. And so now that debate is going on of,
killed four they found them.
They got five now, and they're doing tests to see whether or not one of the gators, I guess they're doing like bite mark tests. Because they want to make sure that they have the gator. And so some people are saying, well, why are you rounding up and killing all the alligators?
Yeah, I don't understand why they have to kill them.
I guess that's...
Why not just place them somewhere else?
Well, they're just saying that they're comparing the teeth marks of the gators they've captured against the bite marks on the body.
It's almost as if they're saying, okay, we have to find the actual one that did it because none of the others are capable of doing it. Wouldn't they all do it?
Yeah, it's a very small child, and they're saying that this doesn't mean that the people are saying, well, it doesn't mean that these gators have like a taste for human flesh. They're saying that a child that small is it easy that a gator could confuse that for just a source of food.
Man, that story.
Yeah, I was just reading about it, and that one just I the more I read about the fact that the parents saw it, I just can't imagine I don't know how you go on after something like that. when if you're a dad and you, I guess the dad was wrestling with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he was
man.
Trying to save his boy.
It's just horrific.
Yeah.
So hey, that's probably why I had that weird look. Like, are you okay? No, not really, as I was reading that story.
Looks like the Blazers are going to hire Kevin Calabro.
Seems to be all signs pointing to that.
It's
hard to keep something like that quiet.
He is up in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
and he's a really good play-by-play guy. He's on national broadcast too. As a matter of fact, I think he might be working the finals on radio.
Well,
he's on our game. Yeah, here
he's doing the radio broadcast.
Yes.
Yeah, so you'll hear him call the game on the fan tonight.
And he's a pro. He was the voice of the Sonics, and I guess was offered several jobs and, you know, to work with teams, and he wanted to stay local. He wanted to stay based out of Seattle, and so he just kind of bounces around, but this would be close to home for him. He's a Seattle guy.
He's a Seattle guy, which I don't think will sit well with some people. I mean, everybody's going to eventually get over this, especially because he is really good. It sounds like, I mean, I've heard him a few times. I know he's good.
He's
but Barrett
pro.
Was good too.
Yes.
But Barrett was like this.
He was your guy.
Dude, he was like the best ambassador for the Blazers ever.
Yeah.
Right. And so replacing, especially with the whole Portland Seattle thing, replacing a quintessential Portland Trailblazer guy who was really good in and of himself with a Seattle guy, that's not going to sit well with a lot of people, particularly because it looks like, I mean, Barrett was still under contract. It's like they
had another
just,
year left.
They flat out just railroaded him right out for this guy. I wonder too if maybe this didn't come from higher up. I know that McGowan was on with Dirt and Sprague yesterday, and he said this is 100% me. I always find it interesting when guys go out of their way to say that it was 100% me.
Maybe leading to the fact that it was none of you.
Yeah, it might have come straight from Paul Allen. You know, he's a big Sonics guy. That's why he ended up buying the Blazers. He's very familiar with Kevin Calabro. And so maybe it came from the owner. Because it does really feel like a Vulcan move, you know? It doesn't feel like a McGowan type of move. I really thought he was... I mean, look, he works for the Vulcans, so he's just going to have to do, at times, he's going to have to swallow it. But it just didn't feel like a move, his type of move. It felt like a Vulcan, Paul Allen type of move.
Yeah, especially with this, how cold and kind of calculated it seemed yesterday. I'm starting to think that maybe there's more to that than just Chris McGowan deciding to go in a different direction.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, you know, a lot of people are spitballing as to whether or not this could be part of a new TV deal. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true at all. I think that
well, we find out soon. What, July 1st, I think they have until they have to pick a new horse here or stay with the same one.
I just think that, you know, this is something that happened. And it kind of happened because there were maybe some other changes that were going to be made. And so they just made them all at the same time. And I don't know that it has anything to do with what's going on with their TV deal. And who knows if they even decided what's going to happen with their TV deal.
Yeah. Well, I just wonder how the reception is going to be at the start, but I do think that people, as much as I really like Mike Barrett, and I think Mike's one of the best, and I feel bad with the way that was handled. I think Barrett got a raw deal.
As far as the color guy, I haven't heard anything.
No, I haven't heard boo. Other PJ Carlissimo is a name that's been bounced around a little bit, but nothing kind of like what you're hearing about Calabro. Sounds like the Calabro deal is going to happen. I think people will like him if they give him a chance. I think eventually people will get over it, but. It just, I'm with you. It just doesn't sit right the way Barrett was treated.
It's a bad taste.
Agreed.
But we press on.
Well, everyone will eventually move on from it. And I think Calabro will maybe get a cold reception at first. But the guy's a pro and is really good at his job. And I think in time, people will come to like him. Because again, after a while, all that stuff fades and he'll become part of the community. And he is a Northwest guy, even though it's a Seattle connection. That's the one I wonder if fans will get a little protective with it being the whole Seattle connection. One of their own got dumped for seemingly
a
guy from up
saying.
The road. Yeah,
I think that really does leave a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, sports. We're going to get to the finals.
Hot Royals Tigers talk?
Yeah, I would agree.
Hot Paul Orlando?
Paulo.
Oh, Paulo.
By the way, he's hitting 331. Let's not make fun of him.
Wow. Where did that come from?
He's a good little player.
Yikes.
Nice little player. Got a great arm, too.
Snuck
great
up on
player.
Me.
He's got a hose.
Hot Royals talk or something when we come.
Yeah, I'll give you Hot Royals talk.
And a Predator laugh.
All right, we'll be right back. This is The Fan.
This is The Fan's U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Motto Wine.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, the game's coming up next. It's Warriors, it's Cavs. Why is it starting so late? At least on the East Coast. I don't know. I don't know why they do this. I always thought they started them at 5:15.
I don't know. Maybe it's in I don't know, something about the West Coast trying to get it in prime time. I don't know.
Well, I bet if you're on the East Coast, you're not liking it.
Is Cleveland Eastern time?
Yes.
Or are they?
I don't know.
They're Eastern time.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. They're in the Eastern time zone.
I would have guessed Central.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too.
Man, I'm dumb.
Well, I think we both are then.
Yeah, so it's starting late back east, but we'll have it for you here on The Fan. And Kevin Calabro will be on the call, perhaps.
Well, there you go. You can listen to the future smooth pipes of your, well, I guess not radio, TV
we'll
guy.
See.
Wheels is going to stay in.
We'll
in
see. The... Nothing definitive yet, but maybe he'll drop some hints on the broadcast tonight.
Drop a little Damian Lillard thing on you.
Take a shot or two at Mike Rice or something.
Why would he take a shot at Mike Rice?
I don't know.
He just randomly starts taking pot shots at the wild one.
Hey,
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Quick nugget. The NFL, did you see that Dish Network dropped the NFL Network and the Red Zone channel?
I did not. I don't have Dish Network, so I did not see this.
Yeah, well, they did.
Did they give you, like, if you have Dish, do they give you those warnings that go across, like... Like, I remember, like, every now and then, like, you get, like, oh, when I had DirecTV, like, the little streaming thing across the bottom warning you the DirecTV is going to drop FX or AMC and call now and complain.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's pretty significant. I mean, I don't know how many subscribers Dish has, but this will be the first time in the NFL Network's history that one of its providers will not offer it. I mean, it's on everything. It's on... DirecTV, it's on Comcast, it's on Charter, Verizon, Time Warner.
Well, and so, I mean, there's a handful of games that are available, right, exclusively on NFL Network. Thursday night games.
Are they exclusive, though? I don't know.
I think some of them are on both, but I do believe there's a handful that are available exclusively on the NFL Network.
But Red Zone, too, is significant, because if you don't have DirecTV...
You can't get the Sunday ticket.
You can't get the Sunday ticket package, which shows you all the games, but you can get Red Zone. Even if you have Comcast right now, you can get Red Zone.
Yeah.
And that's nice because you can't get all the games, but you do get they look around the league and anytime any team's in the Red Zone, it's really fun. It's actually a fun way to watch NFL football games when you don't normally get all those games.
There are 14 million Dish subscribers.
Okay. So that's not... Yeah, that's not as many as DirecTV.
I'll look and see how many DirecTV has.
I thought they said 20 million.
Well, this says... DirecTV says 20 million.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
DirecTV is 20 million.
DirecTV is 20 million. Dish is 14.
Yeah. So they were smaller than Dish. Or, I mean, than Direct. Is anybody confused yet? But they've dumped it. I wonder why, though.
And Comcast, in case you were wondering, 22 million.
8 billion.
22 million.
22.
So 22 for Comcast, 20 for Direct, 14 for Dish.
Don't those numbers seem low?
They did. To be honest, when I looked up Dish, I kind of thought, like, I'm not going to lie, I thought, like, I had Googled something completely different, and I Googled again. It's like, that's not right. I typed it in. 14 just seemed very, very low to me. But I guess there's only 300 million people in the country.
350.
So there's 350, but that's not 350 million households. I mean, obviously, you think about, you know, your kids that are growing up with you. My kids don't have separate cable.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So, you know, I mean, right between those two.
Wait, your kids don't have separate cable like mine?
No, they don't. Meat's got his own Dish. He's got his own scrambled porn up in his room.
The help quarters has its own separate cable. No, you know, that's true. And there's a lot of people cutting the cord, too. But I just think that's interesting that they dumped that. It would seem to me that... I wonder if DirecTV's... Well, DirecTV can't be behind. They can't do that, can they?
What?
They have DirecTV can't dump it because
they
have
the
Sunday ticket.
Yeah, DirecTV cannot get rid of it.
I wonder why Dish did that.
I do not know. Would you care to guess, by the way, how many...
Seven.
How many households?
Seven.
No.
It's got to be seven.
There's more than that.
I counted.
The The U.S. household population, 318,857,000. Would you care to guess how many households
are in
there? Households in America?
Well, who all counts? I mean,
I don't know what to tell you. This says household population and households.
Okay, so the household population is 318 million?
That's what it says here.
But the U.S. population is more? Is that just adding the homeless in? Or?
Yeah, is that homeless? This just says household population. So if you live in a house, then you've got this?
Look, okay. I'm going to guess there are...
That might be. You might be talking about homeless people or people that live in... the prison population,
perhaps hospital bound.
Well, hospital. Well, think about prisons. Think about how many people are in prisons.
Yeah, prisons.
So yes,
vans down by the river.
This is 200. This is the 215 or 2015. There are 318 million and some change.
Okay, let's guess this. Here we go, Mike. You ready? Are you paying attention, Mike?
Yep. That means no.
He's so enthusiastic. You know, it'd be nice to have a producer that actually participated.
That gave a damn. Used to be about the music, Mike. You've changed.
I will say that there are 7. I don't know, 55?
There is
155 million.
And 33 million
okay.
households.
133 million. And how many of those have cable?
Do you think? Well, I don't know. Comcast had 22. Yeah, DirecTV had 20. Dish had 14. Those are the biggest.
Well, but you have Time Warner.
Yeah.
They're big. Verizon's big. Charter. There's a lot of other ones. What are you Googling?
Now I'm seeing how many cable subscribers
I
there
love
are.
It when our show devolves into you Googling stuff.
We very barely hear the typing on the keyboard.
Well, I'm our research department. Look, if you can find someone else to do the research.
You know, it'd be real nice if Mike would help out.
I'm not even doing this anymore. I'm just going to fold my arms. You guys don't want the research department? The research department's going on strike.
Hey, guess what I'm typing?
You can all go straight to hell. Now I'm just going to start. That's all this is going to be for the final 30 seconds is us just typing things.
And you're welcome for that. Hey, where's the music? What? 10 seconds.
I think I just broke my computer.
What the hell? Yeah,
this is not the end of the show. Report stuff we got to do. So I
what?
Can't play music.
I thought we're done.
I thought this is it. Isn't this the end of the show?
I think it is.
What the hell is going on?
Mike is asleep at the wheel. We need a new producer.
As someone said yesterday, how did Mike Barrett lose his job and yet somehow we're still gainfully employed?
No S.
What the hell?
All right, see you tomorrow.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.